You're listening to the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform, encourage, and entertain those who love kids and serving kids ministry. We hope you'll enjoy today's podcast and maybe even learn a thing or two. Now let's join our team for this episode of the KMC.
Welcome to this edition of the KMC Podcast. My name's Tom Bump, your host, and I'm looking forward to featuring another great episode. And actually, this is kind of cool. We're going to say it for the first time. Sponsored by Stuff You Can Use and Grow Kids Curriculum.
Yay!
I am so excited. It is so cool. I got a brand new guest. It's been a while since I've had a brand new one. We've had a lot of repeats. But Elle Campbell, welcome to KMC.
Oh my gosh. Tom, thank you for having me. It is a delight to be here. I love podcasts. I love you. So this is just great.
Well, thanks for taking time, because I know you and Kenny, your husband, that are, you guys are, have just been running and gunning with all this launch of a brand new curriculum. And
it's crazy.
I just wanted to get this out. I got a chance to take a look. I know some of the people who've been contributing to this, and I think it's pretty exciting that you have really reached out into the kid ministry community and gotten a lot of great people contributing to this. And so I wanted to share this with our listeners. If they're looking or considering curriculum changes, they need to take a look at this. I've been perusing this myself, and I'm really impressed with what I'm seeing. So
awesome. And
hey, so tell us a little bit about you and Kenny and how you got started with the whole Stuff You Can Use site and all of that.
Yeah, I would love to. So back in 2010, which seems like forever ago, my husband and I were middle school pastors at a church in Buffalo, New York. So he was the middle school pastor, and then I was overseeing all of the volunteers and small groups for middle school. And we had fifth through eighth graders, actually, in our ministry. So it was kind of like preteenish and middle school. And it was just the most fun ever. Like, we loved our lives, loved what we were doing. And our church was really, really cool, because one of the things that they were really passionate about was partnership in the greater body of Christ. And so our lead pastor would always encourage us, hey, figure out what you can do in your circle of influence to help other churches win in whatever way that you can. And for us, it was, we were creating a lot of resources and doing things for our ministry that we thought, hey, I think other people might benefit from this too. So a few of like our first resources that we created were a volunteer handbook. And that was something we created for our people, but then we made it really easy for other churches to edit and make their own. We created a parent and small group leader breakfast that was this incredible event that like literally shifted the entire culture of our ministry. It was bananas. So when we did this event, we were like, well, we have to share this one. Like, this is like our secret sauce. Like, this event's amazing. So we put that out there too. And yeah, it just kind of started like slowly building where we would add new resources and kind of do new stuff. And people were just really like responding really positively to the things we were making. So it just kind of kept growing. We eventually started a podcast called Youth Ministry Answers. We started building up our email list and giving away lots of free stuff. We did video courses. We did like tons and tons of stuff, just kind of experimenting and making things that it seemed like people wanted. So yeah, that's kind of how Stuff You Can Use got started. And all along, we were really focused on youth ministry just because that was our area of expertise. But we began to realize that we had tons of kids ministry people who were using our stuff too, because a lot of it was transferable. So, you know, we had this volunteer handbook that with some edits could easily be kid friendly. We did a ton of games, and the games were like really big for kids ministry people who are always looking for fun new games to play. So yeah, we just kind of started realizing, hey, we have this kids ministry audience. We're not really doing anything for them, but you know, they're there. So maybe one of these days we'll get around to it. then last year, in 2017, we actually went full time with Stuff You Can Use. So it used to just be like a side hustle for us, something we just did on the side. And both my husband and I on the same day quit our jobs. And we were like, all right, let's try to go in full time with this. And so when we did, we realized we need a new product. And so we're trying to figure out like what's going to be the thing that we put most of our time and energy into that we could really like go all in on. And for us, that was really, what we did was we surveyed youth workers. So again, we started with youth ministry, we surveyed people and we said, hey, what is like your biggest struggle when it comes to youth ministry? And we got tons and tons of responses back, like hundreds of emails that we then read and responded to individually. So that was a long weekend responding to all those emails.
yeah, I'm sure.
But we heard a lot of stuff, like similar kind of patterns. And a lot of them were talking about, hey, you know, I want to get more kids in the door. I want kids to show up and be engaged. I want my ministry to grow. I want my volunteer team to grow. I want parents to grow in like their engagement with my ministry. And so we just kept seeing this pattern of growth that people were craving. And we were like, okay, if we could sit down with all of these youth pastors and could give them like a solution, what would we do? Mm-hmm. And what we really felt called to do was to really build a system and a strategy for an entire year of youth ministry. So, you know, when you're buying like curriculum, most of the time you're just buying the stuff to teach on a Sunday morning. But when we looked at ministry, we're like, you know, teaching is just one little part of what you do. You have to think about your teaching for sure, but you also have to think about your discipleship strategy, which is way bigger than just what you teach on a Sunday morning. You have to think about your weekly programming, how to create an environment that kids love. You have to think about the events that you do, how to create events that are strategic and that lead people somewhere instead of just draining you of resources and energy. And then you have right. to think about volunteers, how to recruit them and train them and keep them. And you have to think about parents, how to invest in them. And so if you think about that, I mean, that's six areas. And most curriculums really only give you a solution for the teaching part. And so we're like, mm-hmm. you know, what if we built something that did an entire year of ministry in all six of those areas, which is a lot of work. So we're like, you know, we can't do that ourselves. So for the first year, we called like 35 of our friends who are youth pastors, like in the trenches, in really diverse environments. They were in rural and suburban and urban and small churches and big churches. And we all just kind of got together and each did like little pieces of this. And that's how we launched Grow. So it was this big collaborative effort. We thought in the beginning, and again, this is like a year and a half ago now, we thought, okay, if we could get like 100, like maybe 200 churches to do this, we'll feel pretty good. Like we'll feel like, all right, we've made something that was worth our time. We currently have 2,500 churches using youth
wow.
ministry.
Wow.
It's crazy. I don't know what happened. So, and as we were doing it, a big part of what we did is, you know, I talked about these six areas that we create strategies and resources for. We also built this calendaring system to teach you how to plan out a year of ministry. So mm-hmm. we're really passionate. Like, we don't want to just give people resources and like not teach them the strategy behind it, because people need to adapt and customize to their context. So we try to like, you know, show you the inner workings of everything. So we did this calendar system and people were looking at it and thinking, hey, this is with like a little bit of a tweak, this would still work for kids ministry. And then we saw family pastors who were taking our calendar system and strategy and using it for their entire family ministry. And so they would like show us pictures of their boards all the time. And they'd be like, this is awesome. When's the kids stuff coming out? And we're like, we just launched the youth stuff. Give us a break.
Yeah.
But we're like, you know, we should probably do the kids stuff. So finally, it's like a year and a half later, and we just launched the kids version of it. It is called Grow Children's Ministry Curriculum and Annual Strategy. And we're really pumped about it. It's like, again, it's this really collaborative effort with like 30 plus children's workers who are in the trenches and who are experts from all sorts of different contexts. Tom, we got to get you in the mix. You got to write something with us.
Hey, I'll be happy to dive right. in. Yeah, sure. Right, why good. Not? Always up for
I
adventure.
I love it. So are we. So that's great. But yeah, that's kind of the story of how Stuff You Can Use happened, how Grow Curriculum happened. And we just launched Grow Kids like this month. So it is brand new and we're getting like the first feedback in from people who are looking at it like you, Tom. And it's just been really, really mm-hmm. fun.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit then about Grow Kids. What is it? What is it? What can people look
yeah.
for?
Yeah. So, well, like I mentioned, it is definitely so much more than just a curriculum. Although our curriculum is pretty awesome, which I can say because I wasn't the one writing it. But I'm looking at it and I'm like, man, this is so stinking good. So, okay, we'll spend a lot of time on the curriculum piece, but just to give you a little bit of a bigger picture first. Yeah, it's content for all six of those areas of your ministry. So we give you every year, it's an annual subscription. And so all up front, you get an entire year's worth of content. So you get all of your teaching stuff for the year. You get all of your discipleship stuff for the year. And discipleship for us is we have these four spiritual habits that align with both kids and students and adults, really, because they're the same for all of us. We all grow spiritually in similar ways. So you've got these like four spiritual habits that cycle throughout the year. And if you're doing kids and students, these align so that your kids and youth ministries are doing this at the same time. And so you've got all your stuff for your discipleship strategy. We do like devotionals and different like worship experiences and kind of things that would go beyond a Sunday morning to help kids connect with their faith and begin to practice spiritual habits. So you got your discipleship stuff. For the weekly programming, what we do is we give you tons of like really fun theme ideas and graphics and all of the stuff that connects directly to the Bible stories that you're teaching. And so that's kind of what you get with that. Then for events, we give you an event every quarter, and it is like a kind of like an event and a download. So we give you all the graphics, we teach how to do the event, we give you instructions and schedules and marketing materials, all that stuff. They're pretty awesome. There's a lot of stuff.
Wow, that's great.
The event strategy, oh my God. Or sorry, the volunteer strategy. We could talk about that for like literally its own podcast episode. I will spare you.
Yes.
We can do another one. We'll do a follow-up.
Yeah, we'll have to do another one. Yes, for sure.
Because the volunteer strategy is really robust. We have seven different ways that you invest in volunteers throughout the year. Everything from events and meetings and volunteer huddles to like volunteer celebration ideas, all this stuff. But with Grow, we don't just tell you to do it. We actually make all of the things for you. So you have all of the things at your fingertips to go do. And all you have to do is implement it. And the last one is the parent strategy. So same idea. It's pretty robust. We give you parent event ideas like the small group leader parent breakfast that I mentioned, like a move up day open house. And so we give you, again, all of these stuff to pull off the events. We give you like conversation guides to have like strategic discussions with parents. We give you tools. Oh, I didn't even mention all the tools for volunteers. You get tons of tools that you can edit. So like the volunteer handbooks that I mentioned, small group leader business cards, different like goal sheets to give to your volunteers. And these are all things that we did when we were at our church in Buffalo. Really Grow is kind of like we took what we did at our church, added all of the experience of all of these people that we've been working with on Grow, and turned into a system and a strategy that other people can replicate. So that's like the big picture.
Wow. That is, well, see, now we've got two more podcasts. I'm looking at the volunteer thing and I'm whole partnering
good
with parents. That is one of my passions.
I know,
and
it is
something that I am really working hard on, really trying to figure out. Because I feel like we're talking a lot about it, but I don't think we're really succeeding all the way yet. And I'm still trying to figure out what's missing. And so anyway,
leader parent breakfast. That shifted not only our volunteer culture but our parent culture too. We can talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to be all scheduling more. You will be a repeat guest sure.
All right. Great.
This is good. All right. So we've got the big picture then a little bit about that kind of thing. I know some people are going to say, okay, so what's the format? What's it like when I'm looking at Grow Kids?
So it's all digital. And so what you do is you kind of just like log in. And I mentioned those six areas. That's how we categorize all of our stuff. So when you go to Grow Kids, you log in, you'll like your different icons, and then you can download all of your stuff in those sections. So it's really easy to navigate. We tried to make it super, super simple to find everything. Everything's color coded, so you always know where you are. It's pretty easy to like get around. It's all digital. We give you PDFs of everything, but then we also give you Word documents of everything because we would love for everyone to just edit the things that we give them in order to make them really easy to use. And we actually, because we're very, very passionate about customization and editing, we actually built an entire tool specifically for curriculum users. And we call it our message builder. And I don't know if you've seen this yet, Tom, have you? The message builder?
I've peeked at it just a little bit, I'll confess.
You,
I was trying to play. I was trying to play like I haven't heard. Yeah, I did. I did. I've looked at it, but I've not messed around with it. But when I was very intrigued when I watched the webinar about the whole thing and saw some people talking about it. I'm like, oh, I got to check out what is this message builder thing.
But yeah. Awesome. We love it. We've actually had people tell us, like, listen, this message builder is literally worth the price of the entire curriculum. Don't worry, guys. We're not going to change the pricing on it. You get it for free when you do the curriculum. We won't upsell you on that. So the message builder, it's like this drag and drop interface. And so we build all of our curriculum in the message builder so that you can access it that way as well. Or you can actually create messages from scratch in it too, if you would like to. And when we say messages, we just mean like your Sunday morning programming, basically. And so what you see when you go there is you see this bank of about a dozen different like programming elements. So we call them building blocks because we want you to feel like you're playing with Legos. And it's stuff like object lessons and activities and videos and images and all this stuff. And it's all color coded. If you haven't noticed, we love color coding. And so it's all color coded. And it's up there as you're building your message that you always can kind of see it of like, huh, you know, I haven't done a video in my teaching recently. Like maybe I should drag one of those in this week and do a new video. And so it's kind of supposed to be this reminder to stay creative in the way that you teach kids and students. And it's all really editable. So you can delete things if you don't like them. You can add things if you have your own creative idea you want to add. But yeah, it's really easy to use and you can print from it. You can teach from it. If you bring it up on your iPad, it's pretty flexible. So yeah, love the message builder.
Very cool. Yes. Yes. Now you mentioned in this that with the format that it goes along with the student. What about preschool stuff too? Is there stuff for preschoolers or is this something that a leader is going to go, oh great, I got to modify this whole thing for preschool.
Yeah. So here's what you need to know about Grow. We are very passionate about giving you as much stuff as we can possibly give you and also like just making it really easy to buy. Like we're not trying to upsell people with a million different things that you have to buy and add and all that stuff. So when you get Grow Kids, you get a full preschool curriculum and a full elementary curriculum and they both align with each other. So the same Bible stories, the same lessons every week, but the preschool ones are completely rewritten for preschoolers. Like if you have preschoolers and elementary in the same room, like if you're a very small environment, then you probably want to kind of like, you know, maybe look at the elementary stuff and just pull a couple things out of the preschool curriculum. But if you're able to fully separate your preschoolers, then you have a full preschool track that's just for them.
Okay. So yeah. So let's look, cause a lot of the listeners do have smaller churches. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to stay, like they do have a preschool area, but then they have like kindergarten through fifth grade all together, is that going to work for them or do they need to, and then do you have a preteen element? I guess I'll ask that.
Yeah.
Now.
So that is designed to work all together. So if you have K through fifth in one room, you can use Grow as is. So you would just use the elementary piece. And the way that it works is our curriculum is set up with kind of the typical large group format where we walk you through everything from the very beginning of when kids walk into the door all the way to the end of your service. If you do small groups, we do have small group elements in there as well.
Are those broken down by grade too?
They are not. So what we do right now is it's just kind of one single small group guide that is designed to really hit hopefully all of the age groups relatively well. And again, it's all editable. So if you're like, man, I really just want to make this a little simpler for maybe my kids in kindergarten or first grade, then you can just delete questions if you want to, or make it a little bit simpler. Gotcha. But every small group kind of guide, it has discussion questions and it has an activity that you can do as well. So if you've got, you know, some of your younger kids who don't do as well with discussions, you can spend more time with the activity. And if you have older kids, you can spend more time with the questions. So you've got all that. And then we actually have what we call hacks. And so for every single week of the curriculum, we have preteen hacks and we have hacks for kids with special needs, because we know that those are two groups of kids that often get overlooked when it comes to your teaching. Sometimes it's hard to keep them engaged. And so for every week of the curriculum, we had a group of experts on kids with special needs, and then we had another group of experts on preteens, and we had them both read through every single week of the curriculum and then make tweaks and just say like, hey, if you are working with special needs kids, here's going to be what you're going to want to change or modify or do a little bit differently. If you're teaching preteens, here's how you can take this and just tweak it a little bit to make it more accessible for preteens. So the hope is that, you know, instead of having separate, completely separate things for everybody, because that would be really cumbersome for most churches, is that, you know, you can start with the same core curriculum and then make little changes to better engage those kind of specialized groups of kids.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Wow, that's really cool. I love the ministry hacks thing. That's pretty cool. So, I mean, it really does sound, it's very customizable for any size, whether you've got five kids or 50 or 500. It sounds like this will be pretty easy to customize and yeah. Go. I know one of the questions that a lot of leaders talk about is the whole idea about prep stuff. Mm-hmm. How much prep work, is there all the pricey add-ons you got to go buy out? And, you know, I mean, how long's my shopping list still? I mean, I don't like to shop a lot.
I understand. I like to shop online, but I don't shop.
Yes.
So yeah, I understand. So Lynn Howard, she is our director of Grow Kids. And she has been in multiple different church environments of all different sizes. She was at a really large church here in Atlanta, but before that she was at like really tiny churches and like normal sized churches. So she's kind of been the whole gamut. And she is really passionate about this area specifically because she's like, you know, I've used basically every curriculum under the sun. And she is also driven insane by the crazy shopping lists that are sometimes involved.
Yes.
Like, where am I supposed to find all of this stuff? And like, I don't have $1 million to spend every week. So Lynn personally is like the champion of, we will make these shopping lists as small and as simple as humanly possible while still being amazing. So yeah, so she is kind of coming up with these activities and editing all of our curriculum to make sure that any tools that you need, any resources you need to buy are like mostly pretty basic household things that a lot of times you'll already have access to in your church, that you don't need to go buy things, you know, things like paper cups and like things that you can just have really easy access to. So she personally has her eyes on all of that and is making sure these shopping lists are simple because she's been there and she's, you know, not wanting to wish that pain on others.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I did scan some of the lists. I like how you guys have it week by week. And you have, what looks like to be links so that you can jump right on online, which I love.
Links for anything that was like potentially that, like we thought, okay, if they have to go buy something, let's make an Amazon link so it's easy to find and then you can kind of do it all in one. So yeah, for every series, we do a monthly shopping list if you want to see it all at once. And then we do weekly, just depending on how you use the curriculum to make it easy.
Okay. Yeah. The other thing I love that I've seen is that you have this whole what to do in advance thing. So you're kind of saying, hey, you don't need to worry about what to do. Here it is. You've got the list, which I thought was pretty cool. That, you know, hey, print out the memory verse magnets. I'm going to read this right off of week one of the sample. You know, check your programming folder for a series of instructions and graphics, and then your activity stuff. You know, watch the YouTube video to learn how to make great paper airplanes. Hey, that's awesome. I have a friend who I won't name on air that loves to do paper airplanes because he brags about the world's best. He has the best design ever.
Yeah, we should have called him.
So, yeah, yeah. You probably know who he is. I'll tell you afterwards. some of the listeners probably are guessing too because they've heard this guy talk about his paper airplane. So anyway, but yeah, I mean, you guys have it all out. And I think that makes it really nice and condensed for, especially if you've got a volunteer team that wants to help you do some things, that's going to make it really nice, to walk through, a whole lot easier. And I do like it that it's pretty common from what I've seen so far, pretty common stuff. So it's probably a lot of stuff that most churches have already in their resource room closet somewhere. So that's great because I know that's what often prohibits churches from jumping curriculums is because, yeah, you pay for the curriculum, then you got to go out and buy all the extra stuff. You got to print everything, and then that adds to the expense, and then you've got to go buy everything, right. And that adds to the expense, and then it becomes this, you know, insane amount of money that we're spending. Where if we could invest that in the kids, it'd be a whole lot better. So I appreciate that. I think that's
I'm so glad.
That's very
cool. Yeah, that's the goal. And we don't do, I mean, our pricing is really simple. It's like, if you want the full package, that's one price. And then if you just want like just the curriculum piece, if you don't want like all the parent and volunteer resources and stuff, that's one price. And that's it. And that's the price for the whole year. There's no like weird upsells or extra additions you have to add. It's just one price for the year and you're done.
Very cool. Very cool. What are, I didn't warn you about this one, but what are some of the themes and I'm assuming it's monthly, but what are some of the themes and topics that you'll be tackling in Go Kids?
So we're talking on video right now, Tom. You can actually see behind me, if you squint, the scope and sequence board that we built for Grow Kids. And so we spent a lot of time really thinking through what an effective but also really simple scope and sequence would be for teaching kids, because we know like we want to be strategic, but sometimes like the scopes and sequence that you get from curriculums are so complicated that they're hard to communicate. And so basically what we do is we are pretty chronological throughout the Bible. We cover every major Bible story in 3 years and then we start over again. But the way the real like problem with a lot of chronological curriculums that we've had personally is like when you think about, if you just go through the Bible chronologically, you could be spending forever in the Old Testament. And then it's like, all right, come back in 4 years and we'll talk about Jesus. Like sometimes the chronological stuff gets a little fishy. So what we do is every year we spend 6 months in the Old Testament and 6 months in the New Testament. And then we just kind of flip-flop back and forth. So the Old Testament, over the course of 3 years, it's going to be chronological, Genesis all the way through Malachi. And in the 6 months that we do New Testament, we start at Christmas when Jesus is born. And then we go through Easter and then finish out, I think May is how that ends up working out. So we finish in May with the New Testament and flip back to the Old Testament. So every year you're spending equal time in Old and New Testament. And it really follows kind of the church calendar with the New Testament stuff, because as soon as Jesus is born, you're actually talking about how Jesus is born. You're not talking about like the Exodus or something.
That's good. It works well.
So that's how that works. It's a 3-year scope and sequence. And what we do is, you mentioned these themes. So we have like fun monthly themes every month. But kind of the way that we break it down is in monthly kind of chunks. So yes, we do series. They're 4 or 5 week series depending on the month. And we just try to come up with like a fun theme that's going to unify the Bible stories that we're talking about. So like, for example, February series this coming year, where we're talking about the miracles of Jesus. We're doing a theme. Oh, our series is called Unbelievable, because his miracles were pretty unbelievable. And so we're kind of doing like this like fun theme with like mythical creatures, like unicorns and like knights and like, you know, characters from like our favorite stories. And the whole idea is like, hey, some things are really unbelievable. The miracles of Jesus, really, you can believe them though. They're amazing. So like that's one example. When we talk about the Exodus, we're doing a theme called, or a series called The Great Escape. And it's going to be kind of like an escape room theme. So there's going to be little escape room type activities. For Easter, we're doing a series called Clue, Solving the Mystery of Easter, which I love because I'm like a super nerd about like Sherlock Holmes and stuff. So that's a fun one. But yeah, we really try to keep like our themes really closely tied to the content that we're teaching, just so that it's easier for kids to understand, you know, like why we're doing this theme and, you know, all that. So yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. I love that. So man, I mean, I think, you know, I really hope that people will go take a look at this and see, just what's all there. I mean, you guys offer a lot, and the price is good. I think it's totally reasonable to do. And I think for any size church, they'll find it, something that they can do on a regular basis. And so if they're looking for something, I would highly recommend you check this out. I'm going to be posting a review on my blog as well. Once I get through a little bit more.
I love it. And you can actually get an entire free month of the curriculum if you go to your link, which is ptbump.com/grow. And so, guys, if you just want to take a look at it, kind of get a feel for it, or if you're like, hey, I just need a month of curriculum to get me through some weird month that I don't have curriculum for, please go ahead and use it. You just go and request samples, but don't be deceived, because sample is the full thing. Like, we will give you a complete month of curriculum. No jokes. Just take it and use it and do what you will with it.
Wow. That is so cool. So, my fellow listeners, my friends, KMC community, I really want you to go check this out. Like Elle said, you can go to ptbump.com/grow. And that will take you right there. You can check it out. And so, Elle, how would they, if they have questions, how can they, who can they contact to ask, or can they post them on your website? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so there's a couple things. We do have a Facebook group. If you go to Facebook and you search for Stuff You Can Use, a children's ministry community, you will find us there. Our whole team is in that group. You can ask us questions if you'd like. Or what you can do is if you go to the link that Tom just shared, you will see a little like contact us button. And you can just leave us a message, send us an email that way, and someone from our customer service team will get back to you.
Cool. That is so good. Well, is there anything else you want them to know about Grow Kids?
Oh, man. I would say
that's a big wide open.
If you want to see more of like a walkthrough of the curriculum, we do have a couple resources where you can do that. You can find our YouTube channel if you go to youtube.com/stuffyoucanuse. We actually did a webinar there where we walk you through in an hour, like the strategy of Grow and everything that's included in Grow. So you can check that out. And then I think by the time this episode goes live, we will have another free resource. I don't have the URL for it yet, but maybe I'll get it to you, Tom, and you can spread it if it's ready by the time this goes live. But what we're going to do is we talked about this whole strategy, like this calendaring system that we created. So we're creating a video that's probably going to be about 30-ish minutes long, where we literally walk you through how to create a board and plan an entire year of kids ministry. So even if you end up not using Grow resources, you can still take this strategy and use it to plan out your year to have a more effective, strategic year of children's ministry.
Excellent. Love it. Love it. Well, hey, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy week to talk with us and to share this. And like I say, I hope that, well, we'll definitely get you back. Like I said, we got to talk about, those are two hot topics right now. That I know our listeners will love.
Good.
Cool. All right. Thanks for being on. And thanks for listening to this episode of the KMC. We'll look forward to catching you again. If there's anything that I can do for you, feel free to reach out to me, PT Bump on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I don't know, whatever. I'm out there. Come find me. I'm around. I'm happy to help the kingdom. That's what it's all about, is iron sharpening iron, helping together. So, all right, guys, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Kid Ministry Collective Podcast. We hope you've been informed, encouraged, and entertained for these few moments. We'd love for you to connect with us on our Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group or subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It'd also mean a lot if you'd leave a review so we can help others learn about this podcast. If you want, you can watch this episode on video on our Kids Ministry Collective YouTube page. Our goal of the KMC is from Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Join us again soon for another KMC podcast.